My guest on Book Notes this month is Dr. Jason Rudy, who is an Associate Professor of English at the University of Maryland College Park. And amongst other things in his discipline, he is a noted scholar of Victorian poetry. He has a book coming out towards the end of this year with Johns Hopkins University Press. It's called Imagined Homelands, and this is British Poetry in the Colonies. So at a time when colonialism is not exactly getting a good press, I'm really fascinated by your choice in this book's topic. Tell me about your decision process.
I wanted to write a book about British people in the 19th century who, for various reasons, did not feel as though they could stay in Britain. So I wanted to write a book about immigrants. And from my perspective as a scholar of poetry, it seemed a natural fit because so many people wrote poetry in the 19th century in a way that they wouldn't necessarily have thought to write a novel or even a short story. So it was very common for people to write poems, and they knew poems, they had them memorized, and it was so much more a part of the culture than it was today. So to tell a story about ordinary people, immigrants, and the poetry that they wrote is actually a very different story from a story that would be about colonialism or, say, imperialism. And it's not that I don't want to think about those topics, and it's important that we do. And a lot of the book does address the issues of violence and what it means to arrive in a land and take territory that other people were living on. But there's also a story about the lives of people who were impoverished and who were looking for a way to live a better life for themselves and for their children. And that's a story that runs in parallel with the story that we might be more familiar with about colonialism.
So how did these people express themselves? What were their touchstones, and how did they interpret them in these new lands?
Well, from my perspective, there was a balance between wanting to hold on to the culture that they had left behind and then wanting to create something new and distinct to the lands that they had arrived in. So on the one hand, they're rewriting canonical poems. So Tennyson, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, you find a lot of revisions and parodies of those works that everyone would have known at the time. And then innovative works, they're poems that were published in newspapers. I actually began the project by looking at newspapers that were published on immigrant ships. There were actually printing presses on the ships, and the passengers wrote poems, and they were published and circulated on board. So it's a very immediate kind of mode of publication and circulation. And they're documenting the daily lives. It's very kind of to the moment way of thinking about the process of where are we? Where are we going? What does it mean? There's a real kind of at the edge of your seat sense of anticipation, a little bit of dread, and all the human emotions you might imagine are accessible through these poems in a way that I don't see as much in a genre or a medium like the novel, which takes so long to write and then is published in a different mode and circulated in a very different way.
This is a fascinating book. It's called Imagined Homelands, British Poetry in the Colonies. It's been written by Jason Rudy and will be published by Johns Hopkins University Press this December. More information is at jhupbooks.press.jhu.edu. So wonderful to get a sneak preview of this, Jason. Thank you so much for coming in.
Such a pleasure.